After a public hearing on Dakota Pacific last month, the county council decided to form small subgroups, including staffers and council members, to analyze different aspects of the project. Putt said that council members Doug Clyde and Chris Robinson will be in the group looking at uses, density, and site design. On sustainability, the staff will work with Glenn Wright. The subgroup on traffic and transportation will include Wright and Robinson, and housing will include Roger Armstrong and Melina Stevens. Putt mentioned one other topic.
Phasing, I guess you wouldn't call it a subgroup or a subcommittee if all of them were going to be involved, but any discussion that would talk about bundling all of those elements into some sort of a phasing plan, they want to do that together.
Meanwhile, the Eastside Planning Commission has been struggling to define when an RV or several RVs would be allowed on a single-family lot. Putt said they've made good progress after four meetings on the topic. He said it looks like the panel will recommend that commercial RVs not be allowed in residential subdivisions.
They probably need to be in specific areas. They've been working on a recreational commercial zone. We're going to be going back in about 6 weeks to actually take up that topic. We had an initial draft about a year and a half ago, and then we got busy on other items.
He outlined the rule they're considering for private campers.
Property owners will be permitted to use RVs to camp on their private property. And they'll be allowed to have up to two. If those RVs are hooked up to a wastewater system, an approved septic system, and they have power and water, they would be able to use those two RVs for camping for up to 14 days within like a one-month period. If they're not hooked up to a septic system and a water system, then you'd be allowed to use those for 3 consecutive days within a month.
Putt said there would be a couple of exceptions.
Question came up, but what about, you know, people come up for Pioneer Day or Memorial Day or the 4th of July, they have a family reunion. Well, there would be, you know, the opportunity for a one-week period where you could have more than the two RVs for the family gatherings. The code, as proposed to be amendment, would allow for the storage of RVs.
Development Director Pat Putt, who added that the RV use is sometimes also tied to a junk problem, he said they will likely model an ordinance after a current junk regulation in Snyderville. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.